Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been frustrated with for a lot of time that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, if you could ask me one question that could launch you into that new level of growth, what would that be? I want you to call into the show. The phone number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. And I have a free gift for you, just for calling in the show, and we'll talk about that here in a minute or so. I want to ask you something. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what is the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want, not one that you're satisfied with, not one that you're struggling with? If you could have any body that you want, that body that you really want, what is that next level? And what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make the improvements, whether it's in your training performance, your physique, your eating habits, you are going to have to define exactly what that is. That's the most effective and efficient way of getting what you want in the shortest period of time. You have to get clear. You know, there's something that I've realized coaching all throughout my week, coaching in the areas of bodybuilding and training, helping people with their physiques. I've discovered over years that a lot of times it goes a lot deeper than just the strategies. You can go anywhere on the internet. There's books, there's magazines that can give you strategies. A lot of times it's your mindsets. It's the lifestyle. It's how you set up your priorities in life. That's where my 25 years in the personal development field, motivation field, all tie in perfectly with this. And I can help you put it all together for you. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Again, what good are all the strategies, all those strategies that are available to you that you see your friends using in the gym, all seem to be different? How do you tie those in all together and actually implement them into your life and actually take yourself to the next level? Call in. The number is 347-326-9145. I have a free gift for you just for calling in, asking me questions, sharing your comments on anything you want to talk about, and it's my ebook. I've sold thousands of these over the years, last couple years since it's been written. It's Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. It's a 154-page ebook that I can send to you immediately after the call. It lines out everything when it comes to weight training and cardiovascular training. It talks about things like the intensity of your workout, what training hard means, how do we define that, the volume of training, different training programs, all listed, and it's all centered around max OT training. And you'll hear that on this radio show. You'll see it all throughout the internet. What is max OT training? Max OT training is the most effective, most efficient for you to build quality muscle in the shortest period of time. And it's done through short and intense workout periods. Max OT training, maximum overload training is what it stands for, was developed by Paul D'Elia, the owner, founder of AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition. It's a program that I've used for the last 15 years that has been instrumental in my 6 national championships. I've developed my skills and my understanding of the MaxOT training principles over the year, and it's my job here on this show to give you clarity in that area and give you all the tools necessary for you to bring yourself up to my 18 years of bodybuilding and training knowledge and understanding and get you there in a much shorter period of time. One of the resources will be sending you my free ebook valued at $24.99, Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. All right? Go to the AST Sports Science website at AST-SS.com, AST-SS.com, or you can go to my website at skiplacour.com. You'll see the AST Sports Science logo link there. Go to the front page of the AST Sports Science website. Go to the lower right-hand corner. You'll see the MaxOT logo. Click that. Sign up for an extensive free online course of this program that will give you access and set you up with all the training principles, programs, everything that goes along with it, execution. There's demonstrations. Like I said, specific programs for you to just take a leap of faith, follow, see those results and everything that ties in. I'm going to jump to the phone lines right now, start with your questions. I have a caller from the 314 area code. Caller, are you there? 314.
Yes. Hi, Skip.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am awesome. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Matt.
Matt. And Matt, where are you calling from?
St. Louis.
All right. And how did you run into the show?
I've been listening online for a couple months now, and I just finally called in.
Awesome. How can I help you today?
Well, I just wanted to know basically if you ever have tried the Muscle XGF by AST Sports Science. Have you ever had any experience with that? Going back on the MaxOT, it seems like I've wasted probably 6 months doing other things, and it didn't really work as well.
Right, and so, but that's okay. Now, I seem to see like you have a little bit of frustration, and at the same time, you're excited that you're with the MaxOT training program. That's, isn't that true? And anything in life, when you finally get it down, you think, why did I waste, so much time using other different methods, right? But you're always you should look at that as a good thing, that you're actually there instead of being frustrated as wasting time, right?
Yeah, true.
Right, right. So so tell me, what are your experience with the MaxOT program? How is this different than the other programs that you've tried? This is for the listeners. A lot of times we have a lot of newer listeners who are new to training, or they're just kind of going through that all the different information. Sometimes when a program may be a little bit different, no matter how much respect the person, the gym, they have for me, if it's too outside what they consider, what everybody else is doing, now, again, if you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're probably going to suffer for those same mediocre results. When they see a program like this that's maybe slightly different, your experiences from your perspective that you share with them might get them to take that leap of faith to just jump in and try the program. So tell me some of the programs that you've tried before and why this one is different for you, Matt.
Well, I've just tried, you guys, MaxOT is like keeping the reps within 4 to 6, keeping your sets within, 6 to 9 sets. Well, all these different programs around, you confuse, Jay Cutler does that or this person does that or whatever.
Right.
And you end up doing, 8 reps, 10 reps, even 15 reps on certain exercises, and then doing like on leg day, 5 sets of squats, 5 sets of this. It's just after a while, weeks and weeks, you get burned out. Your mind, your body, you ache a lot more, and it's just
right.
And then on top of that, and you're trying this and that supplement. Well, they say this works for that, and it really doesn't. And it's just you get weaker and not bigger and stronger like I was hoping I would.
Right. Now, you bring up some great points, and I've mentioned this quite a bit on the show, is that, you know, usually in life, especially at your job or, you know, other things, you know, the harder you work, the more hours you put in, the better you become. When it comes to the human body, it's going to preserve itself. It isn't like you just drive it into the ground. It's going to do things to make you actually stop where you have to be smart and, you know, you have to give your body what it needs to stimulate that growth, but you can't overdo it. You hear that train overtraining. And this is what happens. Well, someone says, well, I'm not overtraining. My body seems to recover with those, you know, five sets, those 20 exercises that you talked about, Matt. Well, here's what happens, and this is what makes Max OT so effective, is that you'll read this in the magazine, oh, it's all about intensity, it's all about intensity, it's all about intensity, okay? Well, what exactly is intensity? A lot of times people confuse intensity with working hard. Well, if you do five exercises, five sets of 20 different exercises or whatever on a day, that would be considered working hard. You're willing to put in all that time and that effort into your workout. Working hard, first of all, isn't working smart. Also, working hard does not mean intensity. Intensity means getting the most bang out of your buck, where every set, every rep counts. What Max OT does, it forces you, it sandwiches you in, it creates such a strict deadline on what you must do with everything that you do in the gym. All right, it forces you to become more intense. Again, the cornerstone that every training program will agree that intensity is a cornerstone to stimulating that body, that muscle growth that you want. So if intensity is the key, well, what does that mean? Well, the thing is, when you give yourself so many sets, so many reps, and you talked about that fatigue, you're talking about physical fatigue by doing all those exercises. Number one is, if you know you've got this 3-hour workout or 2-hour workout with all these sets, all these reps, all these different exercises, you can't help but pace yourself, you know, through all those exercises, meaning that your intensity level for every set that you do goes down because you're pacing yourself through this entire grueling, long, multi, you know, too many sets, too many exercise workout. You're pacing yourself. That means a scale from 1 to 10, that first set with, you know, 30 more left, you're going to crank it up to a 5 out of scale of 1 to 10 just to get through all 20 different exercises or all 20 different sets or whatever. Max OT forces you down. So every one is an 8, 9, 10 level, giving you more bang for your buck, producing the same. And I'll tell you, it's better results, but I'll tell you it's going to be at least the same results, but it's going to be done in a shorter period of time. Your concentration level, the amount of time you have to concentrate, that intensity will go up. So, Matt, you talked about, you know, the physical drain on the body. I'm talking about the mental part. You're going to put more into it. It becomes, like I said, a deadline. It sandwiches you and it forces you. You've got to concentrate. You can't pace yourself. You can't conserve your energy just to get through. It's all out, balls to the wall with every set, every exercise that you do. That's what stimulates the growth, gentlemen, and that's what you need, and that's what Max OT training forces you to do. Which brings me to another point, Matt. When you first started Max OT and said, wow, 9 sets? Come on, 4 to 6 reps? No, I can do more. I got to do more. Did you find yourself in that mindset?
I did. I always felt like I could do more. I was like, well, this is working pretty good. If I just do a few more sets of this or whatever, then to make it even worse, when you're first learning out, you got these big guys, well, you're not doing it right. You need to do more reps to put on muscle. It's real confusing, to be honest.
Right. And, you know, I talk about that. At the beginning of the show, I talked about how your mindset, how you set up your life. You know, those motivational mental factors play such a key. And that is one thing that I hear from so many listeners to this show, so many emails over the year, is that they got to go into the gym, they got to listen to this radio show, they got to read up and study up on the Max OT program to create that own, your own internal sense of certainty and confidence. Because when you're doing things that are different than the same old, what everybody else is doing, their certainty is going to be rocked, especially if they see you having fun lifting some big weight more than them and getting better results. They're going to challenge what you do. It's not really for you. They could care less about you. It's just that they're comparing what they're you're doing to what they're doing, and it's rocking their sense of certainty. I'll tell you what, you know, that old fat lady on the other side of the gym who may not be doing it right, Matt, do you think that they're going up to them and saying, hey, you're not doing that right? Are they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because they could care less. See, they're seeing something in you that's challenging them. Either better results, you're lifting more weight, you're grunting harder, you're putting in more effort, you're doing something like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's challenging them. It's bringing it onto their radar. And so for their own sense of certainty, they got to try to rock yours. That's what's going on there, all of you guys, because this question gets brought up a lot of times. You're getting the results, you're training hard, you're loving the MaxOT training program, yet you have the big dork in the gym coming up to you, imposing his will upon you, telling you that you're not doing it right. And I'll tell you what, I don't care how many national championships I had under my belt when I was going for that next one. I never felt I was good enough. I mean, sure, there's periods of time where I appreciated what I was doing, but I was always driving for more. I was always looking for that edge. I was never satisfied and not totally 100% certain. I always had that angst inside that I could be a little bit better. Matt, do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
All right. So
I don't think that
goes
away, does it?
Well, you know what? You have a problem if it does go away, all right, because there's always that higher level in everything in life, right?
Yeah.
So if a guy were to catch you at an uncertain period of time, I understand how that might affect you. You've got to stay strong in your frame. You know, you got to just be certain of who you are. You got to show them. But, again, I understand that point, too. So it's very important to lock into radio shows like this, read up, bone up on this. But more importantly, understand the frame of mind that they're coming from. Realize if they really were certain that you're doing it wrong, they wouldn't even waste their time. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Did those guys come up to you before when you know you had, you know, maybe poor execution or poor form, or you're doing too many sets, even for their sake? They didn't come up to you back then, did they?
Oh, you know, they didn't actually.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. You're challenging their sense of certainty, what's right and wrong. Because you're doing things right and they notice it. You know, if they can prove you wrong in their minds, they can go back to what they're doing with that same level of certainty and confidence before you started showing them up in the gym. All right, Matt?
Well,
yeah, let's get to your question about the muscle XGF, and then if you want to talk more about training. I love the supplement. I don't even consider it a supplement. I consider it a food source, all right? A few more higher calories, the flavor is great. I interchange that with my Nitro Pro 40 meal replacements, all right?
Okay.
A little bit more of the good fats, tastes a little different, a little change of pace, but it's the same program, just a little bit more calories. I adjust that into my eating plan, and I rotate the two. It's also good when I'm on the go and I need to get that meal in. Maybe I don't have the Nitro Pro 40 packets. Kind of throw some of that in a Ziploc bag with a scooper. You know, just a great way to keep me on track with all those meals that I have, those small, more frequent meals that I know that I must eat to stimulate muscle growth, after I stimulate the muscle growth in the gym, to do what I can to support that muscle growth and also aid in muscle recovery. All right. What are your experience? Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't. I was reading them. I've had the Nitro Pro 40, which worked well, but
right. Honestly,
the Muscle XGF was a little cheaper. I just wanted to see, you know, if I can incorporate that, kind of save a few bucks here and there, you know.
Right, right. Well, you should try it. Try it first. You know, you see the different nutritional background in it. And I, you know, for me, it's just a great way. Exactly how I told you how it works well, complements my nutrition strategy. And again, I don't look at Nitro Pro 40, VP2, whey isolate protein, or muscle XGF. I don't consider those to be supplements because those are foods. That's what I'll eat when I rotate or replace real food. And again, it's taking advantage of all the scientific nutritional breakgrounds that we've all progressed to. That's just amazing what we have available to us. And again, it's more convenient than cooking, cleaning, all that, preparing for food. And it keeps me on track because I have to eat those smaller, more frequent meals. And I don't want to compromise my lifestyle. I want to have a great physique in addition to having a productive work life and social life too. And so, you know, the NitroPro 4, the Muscle XGF, it keeps me on track to have the physique that I want and also support my lifestyle goals too. So, hey, Matt, I'm going to go on to another call, but if you want to listen online here, if you have any more questions, I'll come back to you or chime in, okay?
Okay, Skip.
All right. Now we have a caller on the 443 area code. Caller on the 443 area code. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Ben, Skip. From,
is it Sam?
Salisbury, Maryland. Ben.
Sam.
Ben.
All right. And you're from Maryland, all right?
Yes.
Hey, you and Matt, make sure that you email me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'm going to encourage you to make sure you follow through at skip@skiplacour.com. Email me right after the show, and you'll get your free gift of your free ebook, $24.99 value, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. Okay, so what can I do to help you today? What can I do to help you take your physique to the next level?
Well, me and my buddy, we've done the Max OT. We've actually just started our third cycle on it. We did two this winter. For some reason, we went off of it and tried something different. Didn't really get the results that we were getting on Max OT, so we came back to it. The problem that I've had with the Max OT is it can be really mentally grueling. So I wanted you to speak on, like, mental intensity.
Okay. No, that's a great question. That is an excellent question. Now I just want to clarify one thing. You talked about you went on two cycles. Just for clarification, what he's talking about is the Max OT program. It's 8 to 10 weeks on a particular training program. And this is all when you get my Max OT ebook, or you go online and sign up for the Max OT course on the AST Sports Science website at ast-ss.com. You sign up for the free program. Training programs are outlined for you in their order, your exercises. The training programs are set up for you. It's all outlined. All you need to is go to the gym and apply your work ethic to those. The guesswork is taken out of creating those programs. And with each weekly routine, you do those for 8 to 10 weeks before you take a total week off to let your body recover and recuperate. So when he talks about a cycle, it's an 8 to 10 week cycle on a particular routine, and he said he did two of those. And then he talked about going off the routine. Hey, you know, that's all part of the learning process. Do you know that earlier in my career, I made some of the same mistakes. I was into the same way of thinking that a lot of you are in, and that's why I'm using my experience, my knowledge, telling it to you in a way that I can empathize, I can understand with these frustrations that you went through, because way back when, I went through them too. And I would try certain things that were outlined in the Max OT program, and I was always tempted, well, can I do a little bit more of this, and what if I just changed this a little bit? So I did some of those things too. So you going on the program, seeing the results, going on to something else, that's part of the process. What I want you to do is do the same thing that I did. And when I had my comparing and contrasting like you did, I finally said, look, my job isn't to think. The thinking is already done. I've already seen it work. My job is to get one more rep. It's to get 5 more pounds. It's to put in one more ounce, one more percentage point of intensity into everything that I do. The thinking has been done for me. And when I realized that I put that part of the training on autopilot, I had coaches, I had teachers, and that are saved, they're available to you through this Max OT program, who mentored me, who lined it out, then it was my job to execute. So just to let you know, that's all part of the process now that you've learned, and now you go, you know, forward with it with that new different mindset. Now, you talked about the mental intensity, how grueling that can be. And that is that part of the reason why you went away from the program?
Maybe the part of it. That and it can be a little hard on the joints when you're lifting really heavy for a long period of time.
Uh-huh. Was it hard on your joints, or was it actually hard on your joints?
It was actually hard on the joints. It was aching a little bit. I don't know if you could talk also about maybe some supplements I could use on that.
Okay, well, so a couple things. The reason why I said that is, you know, we talked about, you know, when Mal was on the phone, how someone said, hey, you know, you're not doing this right. A lot of times the reason why I ask you was, it could be hard on the joints, or I ask you specifically, was it hard on your joints, okay? Everybody is built differently. Everybody can withstand training differently, all right? And do you agree that with the right execution, you stimulating that muscle with the execution of every exercise, that more weight equals more muscle? Do you believe that to be true?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the main draws of the program.
Okay, well, there's a lot of people who don't want to believe that. And I'll tell you what, the genesis of that thinking probably goes back to your mental attitude. Wow, this is intense. It's a little scary to get under the heavier weight. It could be if you let it, right? And so what people do a lot of times in life, we make rules or we make beliefs not based on us aspiring to be our best self. We make them to make accommodations for what we are mentally capable of. In other words, I don't want to lift heavy. Well, you know what? Lifting heavy isn't all that important. It's all about form. It's all about this. It's all about that. Anything but. Look, the body is an adapting machine. If the arm's not going to grow to 16 inches from 14 by lifting the same old weight that you've always done to get it to 14 inches, right? You have to. It's going to grow larger, generate more muscle to accommodate the demand. If you don't create more of a demand, and of course you support that with great eating habits, it's never going to grow any more than what you by doing what you've always done. So yes, heavy weight does lead to big muscles. It's not the rationalization that a lot of people do. Okay, now we're not talking about hurting your joints or getting hurt. All right, there is just a limit that we can all shoot for and find out. And it's probably higher than any of us actually have realized yet. Many of us, most of us, have not realized our full potential. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever entered a bodybuilding contest?
No, I've actually thought about doing one next year, but no, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I'm all about having the best physique possible, for its physical health benefits. You know, its aesthetic benefits are always nice, too. So I'm not about necessarily contest. There's one thing, though, what a contest will teach you with that deadline, with you having to show your stuff on stage at a particular date that is set somewhere in the future, you will become more effective and efficient with everything you do, the way that you eat, the way you manage your time, the way you train in the gym, because there is a deadline. In life, we will perform better when there is a specific deadline. Again, I referred to that with the Max OT program. There's a specific deadline in what you must do in a certain time period in the gym. It forces you to step up, use all your mental, emotional, physical resources to become the best you can be in that particular time period. Well, that's what a contest does for you. You find out what you're really made of, what you really can do, how effective and efficient you can be in the gym, with your eating, with your time, organizing it. You must do it. So there's one thing about a contest. It pushes you to see the best that you can be, what that actually is. Okay, after so many contests, after so many years, now when I'm not competing, I mean, performing at a high level is easy for me because my mind has already been expanded. It's already been pushed to such a high level. Performing at a level to look great, feel great, to show up at the gym, I know what's possible because of the conditions I force myself into with the contest. All right. So how does that relate to your question? Well, hurting of the joints or being so intense or whatever, that's all a mindset, all right? You need to find out what that is, push yourself to that point, and then adjust accordingly. It's going to be different for other people. So if a guy says, hey, that's going to hurt your joints, well, that may hurt his joints, or that may be what he thinks. You need to find out what level you can expand to, all right? So here's the thing about in life. The more stress you put on yourself in life, and I'm not talking about in the gym right now. I'm talking about to have a higher quality in the business world, you know, whether it's to make more money, to get that promotion, whether it's to have the relationship of your dreams. The more pressure or stress you put on yourself to perform, to think about, to step up, all right? The more pressure that you put on yourself, the more you conscious you make of that next level in whatever you do, you put on yourself, the higher quality of life you will enjoy. Do you believe that to be true?
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable it's uncomfortable sometimes, isn't it? Why don't I just sit back and stop and smell the roses, right? Why don't I just sit back? I mean, no, but if you can constantly keep asking yourself more, how can I be more effective? How can I be more efficient? How can I get more out of myself? Although it may be mentally draining at times, you will be better over the course of the next month, next year, next 6 years, the next lifetime by having that attitude. All right? That's how you have to look at this training. Look, the more stress you can willingly, joyfully appreciate in your life, the higher quality of life you will live. The more amount of stress intensity for that short period of time you can take on in the gym, the better results, the better body, the more dense muscle you have, the least amount of body fat that you will have in the shortest period of time. You raise your standards, you get better results, all right? And that takes a certain amount of stress. So this is where I want you to look at that intensity or stress, or how well did he actually refer to what the Master T created in your mind? That intensity was a little mentally grueling, I think is what you said, okay? You need to look at that as empowering. You're busting up in the gym. That's why the workouts are so short, 30 to 40 minutes. Definitely was out of there within an hour. Is because you can deal with that sprint, that stress for that shorter period of time, especially when you know you're getting better results. So my suggestion to you is to welcome that stress, welcome that mental grueling for that short period of time, all right? Let me ask you something. When you walk out of the gym, maybe after a cardio session, and I mean, you are just spent. You just pushed yourself. You got sweat dripping out of you. You gave it your all. You didn't leave anything in the gym. And you walk out. Do you feel great about yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Because you knew you got every single ounce of your mental, physical, and emotional energy. And that's what makes a great quality of life, not only a great quality of life, but a great quality of your workout. That's what Master T does for you. That's what the mental intensity, it's empowering you, all right? You need to welcome that grueling, and don't view it as grueling. You need to view it as challenging, and you're getting more bang out of your buck. And if you are not feeling mentally grueling doing your workouts when you're walking out of the gym, then you're not doing it. You left some of that mental, emotional, and physical energy back in the gym. And that's what those guys are saying, you're not doing it right because or it doesn't take all this, or it doesn't take all that, because they're rationalizing their lack of effort to the gym to keep certain with what they're doing. I mean, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Okay.
I guess, how you manipulate it in your mind, you know, welcome it rather than fear it.
Right. And again, that's the key to what Maxo T can do for you, all right? These mental factors that I talk about, you know, for the AST Sports Science and the Maxo T program, with my 25 years in the personal development, understanding how the mind works, all the work I've done in that area, I kind of give you how that's all worked in the program. I explain that. I twist it around for you. I help you manipulate in your mind. Well, let me just tell you something. All those factors are built into the workout without giving you this motivational talk, okay? The 30 to 40 minutes, the 4 to 6 reps, emphasizing heavy weight, okay? You have to apply all those mental, emotional factors in it. It's built into it. It gives you the nuts and bolts. I'm here to spin those things in your mind. Everything in life is how you spin it in your mind, how you approach the mental factors. So when it comes to the training program, the sets, the reps, the exercises, put that part on autopilot. Follow the program exactly like it's outlined. And then you work with me, your coach, your you know, the guru who can push you that mind to get the most out of the program. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes it does.
And that's in every area of your life. So what you want to do is change your wording, change your vocabulary, change the words you tell yourself something represents in your mind. It's not mentally grueling, it's mentally challenging. And it's that challenge, when you walk out of the gym, that you stepped up the challenge and you conquered the challenge and you pushed yourself when you walk out of the gym. That's what you want to shoot for during every workout, and that's what Max OT provides for you. So welcome that feeling instead of trying to avoid it, all right?
Yes.
All right, sir. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Call back in again next week, all right?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Now we have a caller from, this is an international caller, I believe. We have someone calling from outside of the United States right now.
Maybe it's me?
Yes, I think it is. I can tell by your accent. Is that from Australia?
Actually, it's from Italy. I live in the States
during
the year, but I'm back at home right for the summer.
Okay.
Okay, well, my name
is
So
you're
Josh.
In Italy. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh. And what are you doing in Italy?
I'm here to see my family. Once a year, I come back. I study in the States, so...
Awesome. Well, now that I hear you a little bit more, you don't even have an Italian accent, let alone an Australian accent. So how can I help you today, Josh?
Well, I have a very generic question about squatting. I know it's, you know, I read everywhere it's the best exercise, but somehow I can find a balance between good form and good weight. So either I focus on, you know, maintaining good form in the movement, and that's not difficult to do when I use very little weight, but once I, you know, try to use actually a weight that would be beneficial for muscle growth, which is what I want to do, it becomes a lot more difficult. So I don't know if there's any movements that I can do maybe before squatting or maybe another exercise altogether that can help me, you know, maybe getting stronger to squat, you know, properly.
All right.
Squat.
Well, no, that's a great question, Josh. Let me just... make you feel a lot better. Mastering the squat was a challenge for me. If you look at some of my earlier videos, I was not a good squatter. I was not. Not definitely, you know, where I was 15 years in my career. Does that mean I wasn't benefiting from my squats that maybe were not quite as effective or a little bit inefficient or, you know, didn't have the right form? No, I was still benefiting, okay? I had that same frustration, that same angst as you do right now. So does that make you feel better right there?
Yeah, it does.
I had some ugly squats, and I was so, you know, powerful. I was performing so well on other exercises that it was really, really frustrating for me. The biggest thing that I want you to understand is you are still benefiting by putting that weight, by challenging yourself. Just because it doesn't feel as good or feel as fluent, number one, that's a very that could be a very challenging exercise to learn how to master. Yet you are, and then number two, you're still benefiting. All right. One thing that I've learned over the years is that my approach was I was going to do a lot of weight I wasn't going to worry about quite so much about form because I was really into how much weight that I did. My squats weren't very deep. They just weren't effective. They weren't efficient either. I learned how to throw my ego out and lighten up the weight, really concentrate on that form, you know, and make sure the depth. What I felt is when I walked out of the gym during the day, I felt the stimulation where I needed to. I didn't like because of I didn't feel in my back or I don't know on my shoulders. I felt it where I needed to when I found that the most weight I can do, but it was low enough to stimulate it. So do you think you found that weight? It sounds like okay. You used a lot of weight. You weren't feeling it, so you lightened it. All right. Then you kind of felt it maybe was too light to feel the stimulation or. Sometimes,
exactly.
Okay, well, I guess you have to start there. You need to find out what that is. I always talk about documenting your weight, all right, so it's not guesswork. So you know what that lowest point for you is that you can stimulate, you know, the doing the correct form and really feel it in the muscles, okay? And then from there on, Josh, quite simply, it's inching your way up. Realizing it took me years to actually master it, just, you know, 2.5 pounds every couple weeks or whatever it takes. And you will get it. It's just like everything. In life, the more you practice it, the better you'll become. I can think about everything in my life, whether it's something in the gym, how I conducted a radio talk show. I mean, this talk show, this episode versus the first episode has vastly improved just because I keep on keeping on, focused on what I want, dealing with my screw-ups or things that I don't do correctly, but just not getting caught up on what I'm not doing well and focusing on the prize, where I want to go. So right now it's like you were like me, you're really consumed, really frustrated with where you aren't doing well with your squats, where you really need to just kind of be a little bit more patient, inch your way up the rack, so to speak, with more weight after you find out where that level is for you, that you're effectively doing the right form that you're satisfied with, and stimulating muscle. Does that bring a little bit clarity to the situation for you, Josh?
Yes, it does. I have another question related to that.
Okay.
I mean, what if I, since I use a lot of weight right now because of, you know, it's hard for me to master good form, is it okay to use a higher number of repetitions?
No, it's not. Right?
Okay.
No, it's not, because two reasons. Number one is, again, the mind is so important. Lighter weight. Okay, now who are you comparing yourself to? The biggest guy in your gym, your squat is lighter weight. I'm sure you're not comparing lighter weight compared to that 45-year-old woman on the other side of the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Light. Well, what's that mean? If you keep on telling yourself, oh, God, I'm lifting my weight. No, you're using the most effective weight, all right? You're going to be frustrated with yourself if you label yourself as light weight. Really, if you looked at yourself, if you looked around the gym, are you training with weight that's lighter than every single other guy in the gym? Are you real? Is it really all that light, really?
No, I guess it's not really, really light, but it's not as, I mean, compared to the other, you know, to the other weight I use for other machines like press, and it's a lot less.
No, I got
so
you. I got you. Do you understand? Did you realize that I said the same thing about my frustration with my squats? When we talked about it just a few minutes ago, I said I was frustrated because I wasn't lifting, I wasn't squatting as much as I was during those other exercises. Exactly. I was comparing myself the same way as you are. All right. Now I'm asking yourself, you're calling your squats light. Now don't compare it to your other exercises, which isn't a fair comparison because there's always going to be an exercise that you're going to lag on. I'm saying, is that weight light compared to every other guy in the gym? I bet it's a pretty decent weight for when you compare yourself to the most of the other guys in the gym. Isn't that correct? It isn't that light. Isn't that embarrassing? See what I'm saying? See, how you do things in your mind, how you represent words or things in your mind, make it's huge. It's a huge factor. So if I went to the gym and said, man, I train so light, tell myself for that week after week after week, well, how enjoying is the process going to be for me? Now, that doesn't mean I can't strive for heavier weight, but, you know, what's the real comparison? The law of relativity says nothing has any value unless it's compared to something else. You're comparing it to all these other exercises. Once you compare light, heavy, or somewhere in between to what the other people are doing around you, and then you'll see that it's a pretty good, decent weight, right? You're squatting a pretty good, decent weight, right? Isn't that true when you compare it to
Yes.
the other people in your gym? Okay. Now, now you're a lot more empowered because even though you want to strive for more, you want to improve, you're not lifting lightweight, okay? Now do you feel better already?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so you're doing a challenging weight that you're working on more, all right? So here's the second part of your question is that, you know, if I keep on telling you, if I say, oh, okay, Josh, break the MAXIT training protocol, the principles, and because you're training lighter, which it really isn't lighter, that's just an illusion in your mind that it's lighter, okay, and go 10 to 12 reps because since you're lifting lighter, which, again, really isn't lighter, you know, that'll give you more stimulation. No, what's going to give you more stimulation is more stimulation, all right? By forcing you to stay within the 4-6 rep range will force you to step up your game, use your mental, emotional, physical resources to your fullest, because you're not going to be satisfied walking out of the gym. If I give you the out to go, Josh, it's okay for you to train lighter. Just go 10 to 12. You'll never step up your game to make sure you're lifting the most with the right form and execution with 4 to 6. Do you believe that to be true, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to force you to stay within that rep range so you step up. And I want you to call me in the next, 2 to 3 months. And with this different mindset and with me forcing you to stay within the 4 to 6 range, I'm going to see your execution, your form improve, and that weight go up. Just be patient with it. Just realize if you have enough respect for me and what I've accomplished, I have the same frustration as you with squats. I have the same deficiency as you with squats, and it worked for me over time, and it will indeed work for you. You just have faith and keep on keeping on. Don't make exceptions to the Max OT principles just to make up for what you consider an inadequacy right now, because that's not going to do it. All right, brother?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Josh. You take care. Call us back in a couple months, all right? We want to hear about your great results. All right.
Thanks for the show.
All right, man. Okay, we have a caller from the 610 area code. Caller, are you there? 610.
Hey, Skip. This is Derek in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Derek. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
All right. Hey, so are you just calling and listening? You got anything to share? Do you have any questions? Anything that you've heard today?
Actually, yeah, I do have a question. This old adage of doing your cardio first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, have you ever done that in your bodybuilding career? And if not, do you know anybody that it may have worked or not worked for? I mean, where do you think it all came from?
Well, the good thing about me, Derek, with all these years that I've been training, I probably have tried every single training strategy, every single thing that you read, every single old wives' tale. I started off just like everyone else. And, I have the same information available to me as everyone else did. I was just as inexperienced in my thought process as everyone else. So I took the same path. Persevering 18 years later, which most people will never do, I can look back and I can give you a quality insight and perspective where I can actually compare and contrast and tell you what the difference is. Now, it's up to you and to everyone else there, whether you're listening to this live or in a podcasted version, it's up to you to first of all, it's up to me to sell you, to explain it in a way that you can take that leap of faith and go against something you've read about or you've always heard, even if it doesn't make sense to you, it's counterintuitive to the way you've always been thinking or the what that muscle guy in the gym tells you what to do. But then after I do that, it's up to you to actually take the leap of faith and try it. I've said this on the show many of times. Take that leap of faith. Give it 3 months. You're in here for the next 3 years or next 30 years of living a healthy lifestyle. What's 3 months? It's going to come and go. Take a leap of faith. You've taken the time to listen to the show. Take the time now to follow the advice, the information, the training strategies I give you. Give it 3 months. So anyway, when it comes to training on empty stomachs, yeah, I heard that. I won contests with that training strategy. But, it basically where it comes from is that when you train on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, your body is going to utilize, it's going to burn up fat first, and that's the best time to burn fat without that food in your stomach to get in the way of the fat burning process. That's basically what the whole genesis of that training strategy is. Now, do I do that anymore? No, because it's completely unnecessary, and although I get results, not the most effective and the most efficient results. There's this old saying that I talk about that this isn't necessarily because of that. Okay, you might be losing body fat. You may be looking good, and one of your training strategies might be to do cardio on empty stomach first thing in the morning. That's not necessary. Even though you're getting results, you're going to have to compare and contrast it to another way of doing it. Look at the two to actually know if that's the reason why you're getting results. And that's what I did over time, is that I understood that burning fat is about raising your metabolism, not just for a 20-minute, a 45-minute workout. It's what you do over the course of the day. It's how efficiently, how effective your metabolism works, how hot your body runs, how much you get that temperature up, not just for, the 20 or minutes or the 45 minutes you're on a treadmill on a bike. It's what you do over the course of 24 hours. And not only 24 hours, but what you do over 3 days, over 5 days, over 2 weeks, over a month. The thing about when it comes to having the physique that you really want, there's all these different daily disciplines that you have to do, like train, you have to eat, you have to do your cardio, you have to eat on time. I mean, there's all these daily disciplines that you must do over time to have the physique that you want. You do each one of those individually, they don't add up to much all by themselves. Collectively, pieced together like a puzzle, especially over time, they make all the difference in the world. So how much does that first meal a day or that third meal a day or training with intensity and doing the right execution and exercise, all by itself, how important it is? Well, it's very important. When you're doing it, you have to give 100% effort. You got to get the most out of that. That's the good thing, I guess. The unfortunate thing, I guess, depending on how you look at it, you have to give the timing of that first meal or that third meal or your cardio, that 100% effort too. Collectively is what creates that body you want over time. Individually, it doesn't matter. See, you'll have your buddies in the gym say, well, I do my cardio on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and look what I look like. He may have great results. Well, it's probably because he does all those other things well, and it can make up for something he may not be being the most effective at. Does that make sense to you, Derek?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so let's talk about that, what I've evolved to, again, with the whole, with the help of AST Sports Science, of coaching that I got, time, experience, my personal experience over the years, pushing myself contest after contest, year after year, is that what I've learned is, again, with that mindset, it's what how quickly my metabolism runs over the course of the entire day, not that 20-minute, 40-minute, 45-minute cardio session. It's how I time the meals, how I rev up the metabolism by having those smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day. Cardio, it jump starts the metabolism process during, first thing in the morning, okay? I don't necessarily, do I burn a little bit of fat doing cardio? Yeah, but it's not done on that session. What that cardio session does, it revs up, it gets that body temperature up, it revs up your metabolism. I use the analogy of a toy, one of those little toy tops when you're a kid where you spun it around, right? You know what I'm talking about, Derek, one of those little toy tops?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Well, let's just say that top is your metabolism. How long and how hard that top spins around all day long, that's how fast your metabolism's running. If I can get that top, so to speak, to spin around long and hard and fast all day long, it'll be a better performance of the toy. In other words, if I can get my metabolism to spin harder, faster all day long, I'm going to burn more body fat. Gentlemen, you need to understand this. Your cardio session is just that short period of time that your fingers are on the top of that top that's spinning around. Most of the time that top is spinning, the next couple minutes you're watching it spin around faster at first as it gradually slows down, all right? The majority of that time that top is spinning around, only a slight second, are your fingers spinning the top. Well, that's what your cardio session is. It's just that short period of time your fingers are spinning the top, all right? Do you think you're burning a lot of calories in that short time, or is it just starting the process of the top spinning all that other time? So you're not burning the calories while you're on that cardio machine, okay? It's just starting the process. That along with all your meals and the timing of your meals, eating the right fat foods, foods that speed up your metabolism rather than slow it down, weigh it down. That's what's going to create the fat loss. And not just, not just for that cardio session, for the day, not just for that day, for a couple days, for the week. All right? So that being said, it really doesn't matter how many calories that you eat before or after your session. because your body works on a 24-hour clock. Now, we don't want to just obviously fill it with so much food that we're going to weigh ourselves down, or food that we don't need, but we do want to have the right amount of protein, number one, to preserve the muscle mass that you've already worked hard to build. Cardio sessions can be very damaging and be catabolic, you know, so you want to have high-quality protein in your system before your training session starts. Again, our cardio session is just to stimulate a faster metabolism. So we want to have protein. We also want to have some sugars, some that fast-burning sugars to raise that metabolism, push that protein into the muscles. You know, for years, I used the VP2, AST Sports Science, VP2 high-quality whey isolate protein, and it's creatine HSC with those simple sugars to raise my metabolism to push the protein in the body. It's a great pre-workout food. It also gives me that burst of energy to have a better, more efficient workout rather than working on fumes from whatever I ate the night before, as you set up in the scenario of the cardio first thing in the morning with eating no food. All right. Also, I use that same strategy right after my workout. Now, I remember when I would have some grueling max fatigue cardio sessions, be dripping with sweat, you know, I had my bag right there after my workout, and I'd be having that same VP2 creatine HSC mixture for those same very same reasons I had before my cardio session. And there'd be a personal trainer at a chain gym that said, you know, one of the young guys, whatever, he goes, you're just halting the fat burning process that you just did your cardio session. You should wait a couple of hours after you do your cardio session so you continue the fat loss process. You know, so that was his understanding. And I have a lot of people who email me with that same thought process. No, I want to start the muscle repair and recovery process right after my workout. Again, it's the amount of calories that you eat on that 24-hour day, not just, you know, a few minutes here or there. It's how you manage, how it works into your entire calories consumed versus calories burn type of scenario. So, again, that's the strategy why you don't need to eat on it. Do cardio on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and why it's actually detrimental. Even though you may be getting results, it's actually detrimental to the muscle building process that you're working so hard for, too. All right, does that make sense to you, Derek?
Yeah, I get all that. Thanks for taking the time to explain that, Skip.
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Derek. All right. Hey, we've got a caller from the 908 area code here in the last couple of minutes. 908. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Skip. Hey, it's Dean.
Hey, Dean, how are you doing?
Good. Hey, sorry to come in here kind of late. But, you know, I'm glad you just talked about the cardio because that was one of my questions. And but, you know, I'd actually spoken with you two Sundays ago. And,
right, you had an assignment for me, didn't you?
Yes, and I had the results of the assignment. It was like the 12 most important areas for training.
Yeah. Now, once you rattle, I want you to do two things. We have 1 minute left in the show. I want you to just rattle off those 12 really quickly, and I want you to email them to me, and then you're going to call back, and I'm going to take your first caller next show, okay? So rattle off the 12 real quickly.
Okay. Number one, eat 6 meals a day. Train 4 to 5 times per week at specific times.
Wait, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to back up for the callers who are listening live and also on the podcast subversion. Dean's assignment was to list his challenges that prevent him from having the physique that he really wants. And so we're going to break down all these areas and create a step-by-step system how he can he and everyone else can benefit from that. Go ahead, Dean.
Okay. Number 3 was sleep and proper rest. 4 is document and review progress. 5, increase strength. 6 is then start getting quality food into those meals. 7, eat before and after workouts. 8 is have an organized life, make sure the priorities don't conflict with one another. And then a daily source of inspiration, whether it's movies, books, different activities. And also keep a daily diary, taking into consideration your training and everything else going on in your life.
Uh-huh.
And supplements.
Okay, awesome. We're going to talk about that all next week. Okay, no, that's great. All next week. All right, we'll talk about it all next week. That's the end of our show. Hey, thanks for calling, Dean, and I'll talk to you next week's show.
Got it. Okay, Skip, thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle, Max Ortiz Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this two-disc, four-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one. Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.